This is Betsy Jensen, and you are listening to Unstoppable Body and Mind, episode 130, Deactivate Your Triggers.
In this podcast, we learn to upgrade our brain and understand the power of our thoughts, to heal and to create the results we want in our life. Become the person in control of your healing and make peace with your life. Become unstoppable, body and mind.
Hello, my loves. This episode is actually from a call I did today in my group, Alignment Academy, and it is about how you can deactivate your triggers. What that means is you might have some intrusive thoughts that give you some feelings. You might have memories that come up like flashbacks, maybe things that you keep thinking about when you see something or go someplace. And when you have a trigger, like, for example, someone was triggered when she would get texts from certain members of her family. And this is a process that you can use to reform some of the habits of the brain. So we can have a trigger and a response that the brain associates. And if it's very powerful, it's hard to process through or reframe what's going on. We can tell our nervous system that we're safe, but if we're feeling intense anxiety because of this trigger, it's hard to actually believe that you're safe or to calm down. You can't just tell yourself to calm down. Sometimes you have to do some somatic techniques. This is one that I recently learned, and it is so amazing. It is so cool and effective. In fact, at the end of this call, you won't hear it here. We talked a little bit about a previous trigger this client had had. We had done this process several weeks ago, and she no longer has that trigger. Something that was causing some pretty severe feelings, anxiety, fear, and now it's just not, she can think about it without getting triggered. So if you can think of something right now and have a place where you can do this, it's only about 6 minutes long, then you can make some progress towards healing this wound. It doesn't mean we're ignoring it and sweeping it under the rug with this process. It's just turning it down enough, dialing it down so that then we can reframe it, find love for ourselves and compassion for ourselves, and even let it go. So let's begin. So if you can just get comfortable in your seat and find a place that is comfortable to you where you can just relax, maybe just taking a couple of breaths where you do a longer exhale. So normal breath in, and then try to exhale twice as long. And if you want, you can blow through your mouth like you're blowing through a straw, like pursed lips. And then I want you to just close your eyes if you haven't already and think about the thing that triggers you. Think about the stressor. Think about all of the aspects of it, what it reminds you of, what people said, how it feels, the feeling you get. See if you can, and see if you can even turn it up a little. Maybe you start at a 5 and see if you can get it up to a 7 as you keep thinking about the things that your brain wants to remind you of, these fears. And then when you have a number, you can open your eyes and find a spot to stare at, to gaze at, not on a computer screen, but maybe a picture on the wall or something outside. Focus on that one specific thing. And then try and open up your gaze. So that's just softening the eye muscles, relaxing the eyes, and letting in more and more of the peripheral vision, noticing what's on the sides of you. And as that periphery opens up, maybe you can even notice what's behind you, as if you could sense that. Keep doing those long exhales if that helps. Notice any kind of shift in the body as you shift the focus, literally shifting the focus of the eyes, focusing on something else. And then close your eyes again and think of that trigger. Replay the scenes in your head that come up, the things people said or the circumstance around it. Think of that trigger and just notice. Maybe this time it feels a little softer in some ways. Maybe it's a lower number, or maybe it's the same or higher, but just being there for whatever, being curious, rating it from 0 to 10. And then you can open your eyes again, find that spot, stare at that spot, focus on it, and then start to let more of the periphery open up. I think of it like those tight muscles that are in high guard in fight or flight. They're softening all those many muscles that control your eye. They don't have to work so hard right now. You open up more and more of the space around you, becoming aware of what's behind you and maybe even below you or above you. Just taking a few breaths to be in this space and focus your eyes, letting in that periphery, noticing this whole space, the room around you. And then maybe you feel a shift in your body. You could even rate that from 0 to 10, how you feel doing this exercise. And then when you feel ready, close your eyes again and think of that trigger. Thinking of the situation, thinking of all the things. Sometimes your brain might even bring up some other things you might have forgotten. So you can bring up all the worries, all the fears, seeing how that feels in the body. Maybe that's a little less. Sense how intense that is as you think about this trigger from 0 to 10. And then you can open your eyes again, find that spot, stare at that spot, focus on it, and then start to let more of the periphery open up. You open up more and more of the space around you, becoming aware of what's behind you and maybe even below you or above you. Just taking a few breaths to be in this space and focus your eyes, letting in that periphery, noticing this whole space, the room around you. And then close your eyes again and think of that trigger. Replay the scenes in your head that come up, the things people said or the circumstance around it. Think of that trigger and just notice from 0 to 10. And then you can open your eyes again, find that spot, stare at that spot, focus on it, and then start to let more of the periphery open up. You open up more and more of the space around you, becoming aware of what's behind you and maybe even below you or above you. Just taking a few breaths to be in this space and focus your eyes, letting in that periphery, noticing this whole space, the room around you. And then close your eyes again and think of that trigger. And you can go back and forth between these as many times as you need. Maybe doing it 5 or 6 times, especially if you notice that the trigger becomes less and less triggering as you think about it. And usually people can even get to a 0 or 1 or 2 thinking about the same thing that they used to have about an 8 with. So see if you can just pendulate, focus on one thing, and then focus on the peripheral vision, going back and forth and creating that space between the trigger and the response. Hey guys, I hope you liked today's episode. It's definitely one you can keep and save and replay when triggers come up for you, when you notice different things that are giving you the feels, anxiety, and other fears and worries. And if you would like to take your learning up a notch, start applying it in your life, I do have my Alignment Academy, soon to be Alignment Oasis. And that group, I've actually just now decided to focus on women 35 and up. We have our own special sets of issues, from our cycles to perimenopause, menopause, the duties of caretaking, maybe children or parents, maybe infertility issues, issues with self-esteem and emphasis on looks in our society. So there are specific issues that we can address together as women. So if you're interested in my group coaching, check out more about it in the show notes. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned a little bit about your brain today that helps you in your life like it helped me. Please be sure and subscribe and leave a review. And of course, be sure and share this podcast with someone you know that wants an unstoppable body and mind.